Now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Testing, testing, check, check, check.
Hello there, this is funny lady Judith Lucy.
Hi, this is Joel Creasy.
Hey, this is Fiona O'Loughlin.
Hi guys, McLaughlin here, that would be of the Craig variety.
Hi, this is Shayna Blaze.
Hello, this is Tom Ballard.
Hi, this is Melissa Capp.
G'day, this is ScoMo, Scott Morrison.
Hi, this is Reece Nicholson.
Hi, it's Gina Liano from The Real Housewives of Melbourne.
Hi, this is Reece Mastin.
Hi, this is JC Fox.
This is Kathy Griffin.
Hey, this is Todd Carlo.
Hello, this is Weird Al Yankovic.
Hello everybody, it's Omar Rudberg and you're listening to The Troy Murphy Show.
Troy Murphy laughing at me in the other studio. Oh, he's dancing to my radio vet. Hello, Troy.
The last couple of shows I've listened to The Troy Murphy Show, I've nearly had a couple of accidents because my eyes have been watering with laughter so much.
Is it me? Am I the problem? Surely I can't be the only one that thinks that the world is going bananas. With doctors last summer claiming the term morbidly obese to be ditched. Look, I understand morbidly obese is not a glamorous term, but unlike the morbidly obese lifestyle, one should not have to sugarcoat everything to explain that it's problematic.
He's ready for his close-up. It's the Troy Murphy Show.
Ladies, gentlemen, them, they, and all, welcome to the Troy Murphy Show. I'm, of course, your host, Troy Murphy, and this, as the name suggests, is the Troy Murphy Show. Yes, it's that glorious time of the week again, Thursday nights from 7 p.m. when the Troy Murphy Show graces the Troublesome bandwidth and airwaves for an exciting adventure of talk till 8 p.m. A big thank you to BJ, Grossy and Gossip Girl for kicking off Turbulus's Thursday drive as we now enter into Thursday at dark, where we have the TTMS promise of fun stuff at the front and serious stuff up the back with our very own house band, the TTMS House Band, here to sing you music all night long, including the ever popular cover at the front of the show, which is coming up in moments' time. But before we get there, let's take a quick look at what we're speaking about on the show this week. Of course, we've got the very popular quick quiz. I can't believe how many of you listened back to that segment online. Ooh, speaking about things I can't believe, you know, I've mentioned the whispering in the corridors here at TWSR before. Normally they're negative about me and this show, but the whispers this week, we have this honor board, this lifetime achievement member, eternal member, whatever the thing board is. Big recognition, lifetime achievement, lifetime member. You know, you got to do good things at the station to be on that board. Well, the whispers this week, guess which Troy Murphy from The Troy Murphy Show might be getting his name on that board. Just letting you know, they're just whispers that I'm hearing around the joint. Who knows? Who knows? But of course, what I do know is what's on the show this week. The quick quiz. Oh, it's been so popular. We'll take a look at the latest warning from Apple on the use of iPhones. Ooh, you won't want to go to bed without hearing that one, because it involves going to bed with an iPhone. There's also the weird, wacky and wonderful news, including spiders that make men rise to attention. A killer who tried to destroy her physical body's DNA by covering herself in Diet Mountain Dew. Did she succeed? Stay tuned to find out. And a supermarket's AI recipe suggestion app appears to have tried to kill people in New Zealand. We'll also have KO Leishman from Friday Night Live on the phone in for a chat as we talk about what we're celebrating today and tomorrow. And if it's anything like last week, we are in for a weird one. And of course, well, we can't do a Troy Murphy Show without the serious stuff at the back as we discuss the latest on The Voice to Parliament. Oh, all that and so much more tonight here on TTMS. And with that, let's dive headfirst into this week's show without any safety gear on, of course, because that's how we do things here on the show, responsibly. Now over to the house band for a song you too can sing along with.
It's now time for the Troy Murphy Showhouse Band, here to sing you something that you too can sing along with.
Lying in my bed, I hear the clock tick and I think of you. Caught up in circles, confusion is nothing new. Flashback, warm nights, almost left behind. Suitcase of memories. Sometimes you picture me, I'm walking too far ahead. You're calling to me, I can't hear what you have said. Then you say, go slow, I fall behind. The second hand unwinds. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time, if you go, I will catch you. I'll be waiting. Time after time, if you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time, if you go, I will catch you. I'll be waiting. Time after time, time after time, time after time. After my picture fades and darkness has turned to gray, watching through windows, you're wondering if I'm okay. Stolen from deep inside, the drum beats out of time. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time, if you go, I will get you. I'll be waiting. Time after time, if you're lost, you can look and you will find me.
Follow The Troy Murphy Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and Threads. Search The Troy Murphy Show.
You are listening to this year, The Troy Murphy Show, as we dive into the weird, wacky and wonderful news from around the world this week as part of our fun stuff up the front and serious stuff at the back. Guaranteed. Now, you know that thing we all do, even though we pretend that we don't do it. And that's charge our phones as we go to bed and then accidentally fall asleep or put the phone down beside us and the phone ends up under the pillow or under the blanket. Well, you know, Apple have come out this week and said, well, hold up, sleepyheads. That's a no-go. Apple this week have come out and warned that we shouldn't charge our phones when we go to bed so it doesn't end up under the covers or under the pillow because, well, they're likely to catch on fire. Yes, Apple's warning goes something like this, and I paraphrase, don't use your charging phone as a teddy bear or hide it under your blanket. It needs to breathe. And to really add some sizzle to this cautionary tale, a UK firefighter, well, he's taken a break from sliding down poles and he has jumped on TikTok to drop some truth bombs. And that includes one, you can't smell danger when you're counting sheep. So when we're asleep, we can't actually smell. Three breaths of smoke and technically it's night night for real. And three, I think I've lost count. We all love a good deal, but you know those cheap chargers that we buy to power our phones at nighttime? Well, they could give you more spark than you bargained for. Even the actual Apple, the genuine ones, well, they've got the potential to catch on fire, especially if your phone's under your pillow. Now, Between Apple and this fireman Sam on TikTok, I'm convinced no more under the pillow charging for me. And if I oversleep tomorrow, well, you've all been warned. Oh, the telephone's ringing. I'm pretty sure I asked management to stop the phone from ringing here in the studio, because when the phone rings in the studio, it can only mean one person is calling. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Why, hello there, Troy. It's your Aunt Ethel here.
Hello, Aunt Ethel. How did I know you'd call up this show?
Well, Troy, did you miss me? I didn't call you last week, but I'm here this week.
Of course, we all miss you, Aunt Ethel. We miss your wisdom and your guidance, which I'm sure you're going to part on us today.
Well, you see, Troy, all this higgledy-piddly baloney that this fireman and that this apple people are coming out with, it's all a load of rubbish. Look at them dramatizing everything to try and get a few headlines and idiots like you, Troy, talking about it on the radio.
Thank you for the compliment, Aunt Ethel, but what should have they done instead?
Well, it's simple, Troy. Oh, no one likes the drama. What these Apple people should have done is just told people to put the phone on the nightstand or do like I do, a sensible old woman, and is charged the mobile phone in the other room.
Well, you see, I won't argue with that, Aunt Ethel. That is indeed quite smart.
I keep telling you, Troy, I know what's going on. I know what's going on. And that way you're not distracted by phone calls or text messages or notifications during the middle of the night, so you get a good night's sleep so you can function as an adult the next day, Troy.
Well, you know, I don't want to say it, Aunt Ethel, but yes, a life lesson we should all take on.
Well, I don't want to gloat, Troy, but I'll be taking this to the girls at bingo this week and telling them that the Troy Murphy Show...
Thank you for the call, Aunt Ethel, as always. Pleasure. Fat to have you on the show. Of course, you two can phone in 9545 1800, but I'll probably just leave the phone off the hook for the rest of the show. Speaking about the rest of the show, let's take a break. Back with more right after this.
You're listening to The Troy Murphy Show. It's where celebrities stop by for a chat.
Omar Rudberg from Young Royals. Do you think that your character, Simon, could get used to royal life?
No. I don't think so. But I mean, you never know.
What about you personally? Would you like to live the royal life?
Oh, I would definitely want to try that out.
Stay tuned. More from The Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
In Australia, only 13% of people keep fish. 9% of households without a pet and 17% with a pet are interested in keeping fish. The three reasons they don't keep fish are that they think it is harder, more expensive, and more time-consuming than it is. All three reasons are a myth, depending on what setup you choose. A simple tropical setup is actually the easiest and cheapest pet you can get. Pop in and visit us at Majestic Aquariums Tarrant Point, or follow us on our social media and learn how far fish keeping has come in the last few years. Majestic Aquariums are proud sponsors of 2SSR.
2SSR can help you promote your business with an innovative and inexpensive marketing plan. Our in-house team will help you design a campaign, voice the audio, and give it the professional production values you need. To find out more, call us on 9545 1800 or email info@2SSR.com.au to organise a talk with our experienced marketing team.
Hi, it's Kale. Hope you can join me for Friday Night Live every Friday from 7 to 9pm for a mix of pop and indie music, interviews with interesting people, and all the music and entertainment news from the Shire, Sydney and beyond. Friday Night Live, 7pm on 2SSR 99.7 FM. I'll see you there.
It's time for some weird, wacky and wonderful news here on The Troy Murphy Show.
We did it last week on the show, so we're bringing it back this week. It's time to play a game of, is it real news, or is it, as our good friend Donald Trump would say, fake news? Is it real news, or is it fake news? I've got three news stories to read to you right now. They're all a little bit weird, wacky, and wonderful. And you playing along at home, I want you to guess if you think they are either real news stories, as in stories that have broken this week in the news across the world, or if in fact they are fake news and I've just made up a whole heap of baloney to try to allude to you that they may be real news, but indeed, I've made them up. Let's begin. Story number one. The headline reads, Florida woman doused herself in Diet Mountain Dew to erase DNA after killing roommate. That already sounds ridiculous. Let's take a look at the story. A Florida woman, Nicole A. Max, 35, allegedly tried to use an unconventional method to eliminate potential DNA evidence after being accused of murdering her 79-year-old roommate. The peculiar twist? Max poured Diet Mountain Dew over herself during her arrest. Now, whilst there's speculation around her intent, a recent study from North Carolina State University has indicated that artificial sweetener and the artificial sweetener in Diet Mountain Dew might have the properties to break down DNA. However, it remains largely unclear if the soda's properties could genuinely erase forensic evidence in such a manner. Amid these uncertainties, blood on a knife from the crime scene was reported to match samples from Max's clothing with her DNA also found on the weapon's handle. She is currently held in custody awaiting her court appearance. Is that indeed real news, or is it fake news? I'll tell you at the end of this segment. Moving on to story number two. Supermarket AI meal planner app suggests recipe that would create chlorine gas. The story reads, a New Zealand supermarket's AI-powered meal planning app has made a series of startling recipe suggestions, including one that would create lethal chlorine gas. Designed by Pack and Save, the supermarket chain, in order to assist users in crafting dishes from leftovers, the app was initially criticized for bizarre recipes like Oreo vegetable stir fry. And the real shock came when users entered a variety of household items, leading to hazardous recipes such as poison bread sandwiches and methanol bliss French toast. One notable suggestion titled Aromic Water Mix was described as a thirst-quenching non-alcoholic beverage, but it could also produce a deadly chlorine gas upon inhalation. Now, despite disclaimers emphasizing the absence of human review and urging user discretion, the AI tool's outcomes have raised significant safety concerns. Is this real news? Is AI out to kill us this early? Or is it indeed fake news? Am I making this up? I'll let you know at the end of this segment. As we go on to story number three. Spider capable of causing permanent... I don't know if I can say this word on radio. It's a man problem where he's standing at attention. Permanent male standing at attention shutdowns entire supermarket. Oh, the joys of radio. You know what I'm talking about. Not supposed to use innuendo, but this is potentially a news story. So we are reporting the news. So I guess I can say it, but I also can't say it because I don't like saying the word, especially on radio. An Austrian supermarket was forced to close its doors after a Brazilian wandering spider, one of the world's most dangerous spiders, was found in a banana shipment. A banana shipment when we're talking about men standing at attention. Ah, the irony. Astonishingly, the spider's bite can cause victims to experience painful and prolonged standing at attention for the lower male genitalia part. Due to this unique event, this unique effect, the spider has attracted the attention of scientists researching treatments for impotence, such as Viagra. Alongside the unexpected standing at attentions, the bite can lead to severe symptoms, including rapid blood pressure and heart rate changes, blurred vision and convulsions, all manifesting in just half an hour. Now, despite attempts to locate the spider after its discovery, it remains at large, prompting the supermarket to halt operations for thorough cleaning and removal of possibly contaminated produce. Is that a real news story, or is it indeed fake news? Well, let's go through all stories. The first one we read. Florida woman doused herself in Diet Mountain Dew to erase DNA after killing roommate. Is it real or is it fake? It's real news! Yes, a woman has doused herself in Diet Mountain Dew because clearly she read somewhere that it can break down DNA, and she didn't want to get done for the crime of murder. Story number two, supermarket AI meal planner app suggests recipe that would create chlorine gas. Is that real news or is it fake news? It is indeed real news. Yes, a New Zealand supermarket's AI-powered meal planner is trying to kill New Zealanders. And the story number three, the third story, spider capable of causing permanent male standing at attention shuts down entire supermarket. Is it real or is it fake news? It is real news. Yes, there is a spider doing that, and there is a spider that can do that wandering around a Austrian supermarket. I'm going to be very, very careful next time I go to the Brazilian banana stand at my local supermarket. One of those symptoms may be fun, but the others, rapid blood pressure, blurred vision, convulsions, all manifesting in half an hour, does not sound like a fun shopping experience to me. And there we have it. Thank you for playing. Is it real news or is it fake news? Here on The Troy Murphy Show.
You're listening to The Troy Murphy Show. It's where celebrities stop by for a chat.
Marsha Hines reflects on her time at Australian Idol, including that gold dress debacle.
Then the guys dogged Paulini about her dress. I tore those guys to shreds backstage because I said, you guys are fathers. You know, it was more Deco than it was Mark. But I just said, you know, you can't do that. And not only that, we've got little girls and girls watching this show. And to body shame somebody, we didn't have that terminology back then, but to body shame somebody like that, and she thought she looked great. If she didn't think she looked great, she, you know, and is that what you really want to tell her about? Or how did she sing that night?
Stay tuned. More from The Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
Club on East is the friendliest club in the Sutherland Shire. There's so much happening. From live entertainment on Friday and Saturday nights to bingo and trivia on Wednesdays. They have function rooms suitable for celebrations and events. Not to mention their famous Stapleton Meat Raffle, drawn at 5 p.m. every Sunday. For entertainment, family fun, drinks and delicious food, it's all happening at Club on East Sutherland. Club on East, the new home of Mike's Grill, 7 East Parade in Sutherland. For more, visit cluboneast.com.au. Club on East are a proud sponsor of 2SSR.
Did you miss your favourite show? Do you want to listen back again? 2SSR is now on demand, so you can listen back whenever you want. Simply click on the show you want to listen back to on the live program guide by going to the 2SSR.com.au homepage. There you'll find the show's on-demand player with the latest from your favourite show, music included. Take 2SSR wherever you go. It's as easy as click, play, enjoy.
They say that a change is as good as a holiday. So if you're looking for a new hobby or experience, then please join me, Anne Warren, for the Art and Soul program. We'll look at what's happening around the Shire with a focus on the arts. You'll hear about the latest exhibitions, events, festivals, or perhaps a fun and interesting workshop. It's live, it's local, it's 2SSR Art and Soul every Tuesday between 12 and 2 p.m. right here on 2SSR 99.7 FM and streaming live around the world on 2SSR.com.au.
He's as fruity as a bowl of Fruit Loops. You're listening to The Troy Murphy Show.
It's time for the quiz here on The Troy Murphy Show. 10 quick quiz questions. You've got 3 seconds to guess the answer before the answer is revealed. Are you ready to play? Let's begin. Question number one. Which character did Jason Alexander play in the TV sitcom Seinfeld? The answer? George Costanza. Question number two. In which country is the mouth of the Nile River? Is this obvious or is it a trick question? Because the answer is Egypt. Question number three. Because of his unusual method of painting, which American artist was sometimes dubbed Jack the Dripper? The correct answer we're looking for is Jackson Pollock. Question number four. The Alicia Bridges disco hit, I Love the Nightlife, re-entered the charts after featuring in which 1994 Australian film starring Hugo Weaving? The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. Now for question number five. Gym jams is a colloquial term for what attire? The answer? Pajamas. Question number six. In which TV sitcom did Rue McClanahan play Southern Belle Blanche Devereaux? One of the greatest shows of all time. The answer is The Golden Girls. Question number seven. What was the name of Ned Kelly's brother, who was also a member of the Kelly Gang of Bush Rangers? The answer? I did not know this. Good to know that he did have a brother and that his name was Dan Kelly. Question number eight. In Greek mythology, the Minotaur had the body of a man and the head of what animal? The answer we're looking for is bull. Question number nine. A narrow stretch of road where the flow of traffic is impeded is known as a bottle what? The answer? Bottleneck, of course. Now for question number 10. What animal is commonly nicknamed the King of the Jungle? The answer is lion. And a bonus question. Question number 11. What citrus fruit shares its name with a colour of the rainbow? The correct answer? Orange. How'd you go? Let us know how many out of 11, because there's that bonus question this week as well, by messaging me on the Troy Murphy Show Instagram page. And if you get more than six, I'll respond with an award. That's this week's quiz. Plenty more Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
You're listening to The Troy Murphy Show. It's where celebrities stop by for a chat.
The legendary Umbilical Brothers on the sound effects that they just can't do.
Tinkly winkly noises, like keys rattling. I can't do keys like... See, I can't do that. I can do the heavier ones, like a... lightsabers, whatever. Trucks, birds, whatever, you know, that stuff. But tinkly winkly things, dropping your keys, little... that kind of stuff I can't do. So that's why you never have keys in our show.
Stay tuned. More from The Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
Have you ever thought about the life you want to lead in retirement? How much will you need to save to achieve it? And will your superannuation be enough? A little bit of planning now can help you reach your retirement goals. At GJ Private Wealth, we take a customised approach to your retirement planning. Our expert team of qualified advisors will work with you to understand your personal situation and retirement goals to provide you with a personalised plan to help you get there. Speak to one of our advisors today by calling 02-8539-7999 or visit www.gjprivatewealth.com.au. GJ Private Wealth are authorised representatives of AMP Financial Planning and are proud sponsors of 2SSR.
Would you like to be involved in your local not-for-profit radio station? Would you like to become a 2SSR volunteer with the opportunity to be a presenter, provide office support or help with community events? If you would like to be part of the 2SSR family, call us on 9545 1800 or go to our website 2SSR.com.au and click on membership to download the application form.
Keeping it smooth in the Shire for over 20 years. Paulie Routledge and Smooth Jazz. Will Downey. Free thing I miss at home. Gerald Albright. Brand new heavies. You're such a freak. Paulie Routledge and Smooth Jazz, Sunday 6 p.m. for the drive home on FM 99.7.
It's as handy as a net to catch the wind. You're listening to The Troy Murphy Show.
He's back, I'm front, and we're both here. Cale Leishman from Friday Night Live joins us once again here on The Troy Murphy Show to celebrate the things that need celebrating in today's celebration of the day. Welcome, Cale, my friend, to TTMS.
Hello, Troy Murphy of the day.
That's right. Hey.
That's your last name now, of the days.
Of
Troy
the days.
Murphy of the day.
Yeah. So I've got two last names now. Or is it just Troy of the Days?
Troy of the Days.
Because I'm happy to go by Troy the Great, or at my work, it is just Troy Murphy of the Troy Murphy Show, my full name.
Okay, you pick, it's your segment.
Well, how about you did bring up of the days, as we do celebrate, we do get you on the show to celebrate things we celebrate of the day. It's a weird mouthful, but anyway, every day there's something to celebrate. There's multiple things to celebrate. And today, Cale, well, we've got three things that we can potentially celebrate. There is National Thrift Shop Day, which that's a very much an American term, thrift shop. We've got Vinnies. We call it going to Vinnies here in Australia. There's also National Black Cat Appreciation Day and National Vanilla Custard Day. Let's quickly go through these. Cale, we're both gluten and dairy intolerant. When was the last time you enjoyed some vanilla custard?
Yeah, don't say that on there. Someone will poison us. They'll put milk in our... No, I was actually just eating custard then for the first time. Now, I won't be saying any brand names or any shops because someone will write in a letter. But I was eating vanilla custard, and it's National Vanilla Custard Day. I haven't had it for ages, and I walked past it in the shops the other day, and I thought, no, I'm going to go back and get one. And there you go. I've just had a mouthful of vanilla custard.
So not real vanilla custard, but lactose-free ones.
Well, it's lactose-free version, correct. It still tastes the same as I remember, though. It's just I just love custard. And sometimes you sprinkle a few other stuff in there. Do you ever put anything in there? I don't know. If you want to be like...
I used to work at a French bakery, and I used to make the custard to put in the pipe and put onto the French pastry and then decorate it with... raspberries and sliced peaches and things like that. I love custard when I could eat it, but I didn't know we could still eat it. And now there's a lactose-free version. When we're off air, Kale, you're going to have to send me a text message with pictures and locations of where to get this stuff.
Sorry, I'm still stuck on the fact that you used to work in a French bakery. We're discovering things about it.
Yeah.
Parlez-vous français?
I can't speak French. I just speak with a French accent.
Yeah. Oui.
It's also National Thrift Shop Day, Kale. Are you one to go to Vinnie's to buy some secondhand clothing?
Not particularly. I'll go straight into Myers. No, I'm only joking.
What, for their secondhand clothing?
Yeah. No, I'm not a big thrift shopper. I know that people, you know, it's big in like America, Detroit, Michigan. You can buy a set of four tennis rackets with a couple of broken strings and a couple of clothing that with a couple of holes in it and, you know, just with a bit of spare change. But I'm not really into it too much. I know people who like to take a Sunday trip down to Vinnie's. But I can't say that I usually pick up secondhand stuff.
Not even with the cost of living crisis we're going through at the moment? You won't be going thrift shopping?
I suppose I just don't buy that much stuff as a general rule, so I'm not a big shopper.
Well, I have seen your wardrobe, Kale, and it does look like you haven't bought clothes in about a decade. So, yeah, no, fair enough.
Excuse you.
Excuse me.
Right,
yeah.
Excuse me.
No, all right, but, Ben Fordham, I mean, all right.
Excuse me, Alan James is here. No, but you are right in the fact that I do wear black clothing, like most of the time. So people think, oh, he's just got black clothes. But you open up my wardrobe and there's about 7 to 10 black T-shirts in there. So I'm a black tee kind of dude. But with the thrift shop day, all I think of is the Macklemore song. I'm going to pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. Everybody knows the Macklemore hip-hop duo Ryan Lewis thrift shop. That's my kind of thrift shop.
That's about as musical as we get here on the Troy Murphy Show.
You'll have to get the band to do it.
Yeah.
Where's the band?
Get the house band. Oh, they've gone out for a drink. Useless. We pay them nothing to sing here on the show, but they're out there drinking. But I like what you said. You know, your wardrobe is just mostly black because I'm very much the same. In fact, it's the same. My now 7-year-old, she was 6 at the time, and she won't let me, you know, get her age incorrect. She came up to me one day and goes, "Uncle Droy, why do you always wear the same clothes?" And she was dumbfounded because when I find a jacket or a T-shirt or a pair of jeans that I like, I'll buy several of the same thing. So my wardrobe, you know, I like it. It's comfortable. It fits well or something. So I'll have several of the same, several of the same jumper or shirt or pants. And so it always looks like I'm wearing the same thing. But, Kale, it's also National Black Cat Appreciation Day. I know you're not a fan of cats, but do you reckon you could name one famous black cat either on TV or movies?
Well, I'm more of a dog person. I've had dogs my whole life. Black cats have always creeped me out because whenever I was at a sleepover as a child or something, you know, they'd have a black cat and it'd just sit on your bed as a child. So maybe that's where the fear comes from. I know there's one in like Cinderella and there's like Lucifer and there's the one in the Jungle Book, but I'm not a big follower of black cats.
All right. I don't
Do you
even...
have it. What?
Felix the Cat, the cartoon, Felix the Cat, or the cat from Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Some great black cats, yeah. Now, of course, Kale, tomorrow, Friday, is Big Show Day. It's almost the weekend, and Friday Night Live is on air live here at 2SSR. And we've got a few celebrations that we can celebrate on your day, Kale. Friday, tomorrow, including National Couples Day. Will you be celebrating National Couples Day?
Well, yeah.
No, I'm single as all hell.
Yeah. Well, that makes two of us.
All right.
That makes a couple of us.
We can be single couple celebrating. No, move on. Well, you know, normally couples do poetry to share their love, but we won't be doing that. But what we could do is maybe National Bad Poetry Day.
Ugh.
Would you like to hear some of my bad poetry, Kale?
Yeah, just remember while you're reading me the bad poetry, I have an English degree and I've studied units of poetry, so I'm going to be kicking off whether you've got some good poetry here.
No, it's National Bad Poetry, so I'm doing bad poetry.
All right, so you get marks for how bad it is
yeah,
that right?
Yeah. Are you ready?
Okay, do your worst.
All right. My cat wears a funny hat.
Ugh.
But it's not for that. It's just because he sat on my laundry flat as a mat.
Well, I actually liked that.
All right.
You sound like you could be replacing Roald Dahl, something out of a Roald Dahl book.
All right, let me try even worse. All right. I tried to rhyme with orange in a land so very strange. But my effort was quite poor, like a bore at the dance floor.
So you managed to rhyme lines three to five there, but not one and two.
Exactly.
Nothing rhymes with orange, and particularly not strange. Strange doesn't rhyme with orange. But do you know what that's called, Troy? Have you just done yourself a limerick, or have you done what sort of poetry have you done there, Troy?
That was just bad poetry.
Doesn't have a name.
Doesn't.
Yeah, so.
Do you do bad poetry? Could you do bad poetry? Or are you, because of your English major, are you, you know, more on the lines of, no, I can't do bad poetry, it has to be good poetry?
Well, it tends to be good poetry. You know, you got your sonnets, your limericks, your free verse. You know, there's all kinds of poetry there. I like the even though we weren't celebrating National Romantic Day or whatever, what was it called? The
Couples Day. Yeah.
No, that's not for me. But there is a style called romanticism of poetry, and that's when the world is wonderful, everything's sunshine and rainbows. And I do like a bit of romanticism poetry, you know, the likes of William Wordsworth. I'm trying to think of a line here off the top of my head, but I can't. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high over valleys and hills. Just put yourself into some place, Troy. A bit of dreaming there. You can replace Roald Dahl, and I'll replace William Wordsworth.
Yeah. Well, my favorite poet, this might surprise you, Kale, that I do have a favorite poet, and that's Robert Frost.
Oh, yeah. No, he's
love
good.
A little bit of Robert Frost. I'm just trying to remember the poem, the road not taken. That's it. Yes.
I love it. I love that. That's probably one of my favorite poems, actually. Yeah.
Look at us, Kale. We're discovering more and more about each other.
Yeah. Two roads diverged in a wood, but I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. Have you taken the road less traveled by in your life, Troy?
I'm pretty sure I have. Yeah.
That's why you love it so much.
That's it.
Yeah. Anyway. We'll be back with book club next week on the Troy Murphy Show.
More poetry readings. There's a new show. We need a few more shows here at Tuza. Maybe we can just read poetry for an hour, Kale.
Yeah, we'll be eating vanilla custard, looking at black cats, and writing poetry.
And of course, what's coming up on the big show this Friday, Kale?
We'll be eating custard, looking at black cats, sitting in a circle and singing Kumbaya and holding hands. No, well, look, I don't want to... it's not yet confirmed. I know it's the night before, but I should have two guests on the show. I should. Now, I'm putting should just because I don't want to go blowing people's expectations if they show up and there's not a big show on. Well, it's always a big show. But there's possibly two guests on. We'll have the big quiz. We'll have Social Mania. It's the usual big show.
I love
it.
Friday. Tomorrow night from 7 p.m., must listen to Radio Kaya Leishman, Friday Night Live, my friend. Thanks for joining us on the show tonight.
Thank you, Troy.
You're listening to The Troy Murphy Show. It's where celebrities stop by for a chat.
Former Prime Minister Scott Morrison talking about the importance of community here in the Sutherland Shire.
As part of this community, I know just how vital our life is here in the Shire and the St George area, how much it depends on the vibrancies of our community. I mean, governments are important, don't get me wrong, they have a role to play, but they're not the community. And what we've, I think we've always understood in Southern Sydney is, you know, that's where the strength of our community lies. It's in those volunteers. It's in those who are a part of our community and making it a stronger and better place.
Stay tuned. More from The Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
Whether you're growing older, rehabilitating, or living with a disability, help is always here at AdaCare. Our new showroom in Sylvania isn't the only reason people choose AdaCare. It's also the information you gain from a chat with our people. Stay informed about the latest equipment, streamlined procedures, and funding options available to you by calling 1300 133 120 or visiting adacare.com.au. AdaCare is a registered NDIS provider, home care supplier and DVA specialist, and is a proud sponsor of 2SSR.
Did you know federal government departments have the power to stop you hearing and reading what they don't want you to know? They can approve the terms for huge sales of agricultural land to foreign companies, but you're not allowed to know. And federal police can raid journalists' homes for reporting the truth if it says you're not allowed to know. Could this happen in Australia? It's happening now. Find out what they don't want you to know at yourrighttoknow.com.au.
Authorised by Australia's Right to Know Sydney.
Hello, it's John Nartai here from Saturday Jams, and I'd like to ask you a couple of questions. How do you like your R&B served?
Fast.
Get down to Saturday night.
Slow.
Switching the positions.
Old.
You're making it hard for me.
Or new. If you answered yes, well, I have the show for you. Tune into 2SSR every Saturday evenings from 5 to 7 for Saturday Jams on 99.7 FM.
It's time to take a look at the news that broke across the Sutherland Shire this week.
In news that broke across the Sutherland Shire this week, our local member for Hughes, Jenny Ware, alongside opposition leader Peter Dutton and Shadow Minister for Youth, Angie Bell, were at the Bosco Football Club on Tuesday afternoon to announce that under a coalition government, a substantial investment of $250 million would be invested over 4 years to boost community sports infrastructure, in particular infrastructure for women's sport nationwide. This move aims to capitalise on the rising popularity of women's sport and to encourage female participation while supporting grassroots sports across the country. Now, although not contingent on state and territory contributions, the government urges the states and territories to match the investment, potentially doubling the fund to $500 million. In contrast to Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's proposed public holiday to celebrate the Matildas' success, this coalition initiative focuses on meaningful change. It aims to provide better facilities for young athletes, especially girls facing inadequate conditions. The policy targets areas experience population growth and aims to break down barriers for women and girls. The coalition government plans to seek support from the National Cabinet as this comprehensive investment holds promise to benefit young Australians for years to come. And that's the news that broke across the Sutherland Shire this week.
Fun stuff at the front, serious stuff at the back. You're listening to The Troy Murphy Show.
Here we are at the back end of the show, and it's almost like, you know, it's not a Troy Murphy show unless, of course, we talk about The Voice. And each week I tell you I'm over it, and I still am. And I think anyone in their right mind, of course, there'll be apologists out there who try and try to defend this, but there is no one in their right mind who could possibly think that the voice could go on past this point. I talk about an interview done this week on a podcast in Melbourne. Neil Mitchell is the broadcaster's name, and he spoke exclusively with Anthony Albanese, our Prime Minister, about The Voice and this contentious issue that we spoke about last week, which is the Uluru Statement of the Heart document, a document of which Albo says, Anthony Albanese, our Prime Minister, I'll call him Albo for short, I don't mean that with disrespect, it's colloquial, it's what we call him. Albo says that the document is one page. He's been in Parliament when it was sitting for the last 2 weeks, going on and on about how it's just a one-page document and that anyone who thinks otherwise is a conspiracy theorist. But it was a Freedom of Information request that found that the document is indeed, in fact, more than just a one-page document. Historical interviews with Aboriginal leaders and elders and architects of the Voice to Parliament also conclude that the Uluru Statement of the Heart, of which the Voice to Parliament is based off, is indeed more than just a simple A4, as we were led to believe by our Prime Minister. Let's take a listen to a few of those people saying exactly that.
It's very important for Australians to read the statement. And the statement is also much bigger. It's actually 18 pages. A very powerful part of the Uluru Statement from the Heart is that it isn't just the first, like, one-page statement. It's actually a very lengthy document of about 18 to 20 pages. And it's actually, like, 18 pages, the Uluru Statement. People only read the first.
And also in the Uluru Statement from the Heart, the Referendum Council's report, the Uluru Statement is in fact 18 pages long.
In there we heard from Professor Megan Davis, one of the principal authors of the document, as well as Pat Anderson, who co-chaired the Referendum Council. This Uluru Statement of the Heart, the document of which Albo has conveniently said doesn't quite exist and there's only one page, the document that makes the basis of the Voice to Parliament and the promise that the Albanese Labor government announced on day one of being elect that they would follow in full. So if you're not quite following the bouncy ball here of this story, we've got our Prime Minister saying that the Uluru Statement of the Heart, of which he said he would follow in full, is only one page document, when in fact, we've got Aboriginal leaders and architects of the Uluru Statement saying that it's more than one page. We've got a Freedom of Information request that has had the document released to the public that says it is indeed 26 pages long. So this is the document that our Prime Minister has said his party, under the party he will lead, will implement in full. But has he read the whole document? How do we have a disparity of Anthony Albanese, our Prime Minister, the guy who is running the country, the guy who has committed to spending millions of dollars on a referendum to get the Australian people to vote yes or no on for constitutional change? How do we get from him thinking that it's one document when in fact it appears now that it's actually a 26-page document? Well, Albo explained that to a degree, and a little bit more in that earlier mentioned interview with Neil Mitchell. Let's take a listen to that interview now.
They know the Uluru Statement from the Heart is one page, not hundreds of pages.
But what are the other 25 pages? Read them. What are they?
What they are is a record of meetings, some of them. They're records of the big lead-up that happened...
Do you agree with most of what is said in those 25 pages?
I haven't read it.
You haven't read it?
There's 120 pages. Why would I? I know what, well, I know what the conclusion is.
So not only does our Prime Minister not know what the Uluru Statement of the Heart contains, he hasn't read it, yet he's willing to take the country to a referendum to get us to vote on constitutional change. Let's strip this back to what it actually is. I know we're being sold on the vibe of it all. Vote on the vibe of it, man. Vote on the vibe. Well, this is no longer about the vibe. This is about incompetence at the highest level. We have the Prime Minister of the country spending millions in taxpayers' dollars, potentially billions in years to come, on a constitutional change or a potential constitutional change that he can't even be bothered to read. And it's not like he didn't have enough time to do it. The last two sitting weeks of Parliament that were only what ended last week, he was questioned time and time again on this 26-page document. He had the weekend. He had all week to read it. But did he? No! He doesn't need to read it, according to him. And this is not the first time our Prime Minister has, well, fallen short on reading up on the details. There were several moments throughout the election campaign when Albo had absolutely no idea what he was talking about because he hadn't read up on the subject. This is not what we need in a leader to run this country. This is outrageous. Now, I'm not going to talk about the voice from here. I'm talking about the fundamental issue with the leader of our country not being up to the job. Could you imagine if this was a multinational corporate business and you were a shareholder in that business and you had the guy running the joint, not reading the documents, spending millions of the company's money on something that no one really wants, and poll after poll we know with the voice no one really wants here in the country. Imagine that was part of the company, you know. No one wants the voice and no one really agrees with what you're doing. But then we find out you haven't even read the document of which the promise you made was based on. I tell you what, shareholders in that company would be up in arms to have this guy stacked, especially if you had outsiders investing millions in it. And when I say the outsiders, I mean actual big corporations like you've got Qantas here who are offering free flights to all the Yes campaigners and many other big corporate businesses donating millions of dollars to the Yes campaign, and the Prime Minister can't even take a minute to read the document in full. It's all right, here's his one-page summary. Well, I tell you what, as a country, we are all stakeholders in this big company that is Australia. After this week, when Albo says that he can't even be bothered to read a document that he's going to make policy change on and potentially change the entire way the country is run, well, for me, that's a giant vote of no confidence. So not only will I be voting no in this upcoming referendum, but I am voting no confidence in this Prime Minister. I know I am no flag waver for the Albanese Labor government. I've admitted to that on this show numerous times. And this is, of course, an opinion-based show. We're here on community radio. It is encouraged that presenters who do news-based programs share opinions and views that are not available elsewhere. And like I've said before, my views are only available here on 2SSR. And of course, opinions and views that are of my own and not of my employer or this station's or any other presenter here. I'm just saying it as I see it after doing so much research into this topic. Day in, day out. So I'm just hoping that this is enough to either end the referendum or force the Albanese Labor government to call a date and get this thing over and done with. Week on week, Albo has done so much damage to his campaign, but this week is the worst week he has possibly had. It can't get much more worse than this for Albo.
And it's all over, just like that.
And that's it, the Troy Murphy Show done and dusted for another week. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be back next week from 7 p.m. for another edition of the Troy Murphy Show. If you missed any part of the show or want to listen back to any of the ranting or raving or silliness or fun from tonight's extravaganza, you can listen back on demand by clicking the Troy Murphy Show on the program guide that you can find on the 2SSR.com.au website, just like so many people do, making us the most listened to show on demand, week in, week out, and of all time here at the station. Until next week, my friends, bye for now.